to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Second hour, ladies and gentlemen, of the National Intel Report, live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network in good old Round Rock, Texas. My guest this hour, as he has been with me the last hour, Aaron Russo. Freedom to Fascism, ladies and gentlemen, America, Freedom to Fascism. The website by the same name, AmericaFreedomToFascism.com.
Nope. America's not in the website.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. www.slapmestupidfreedomtofascism.com. That's simpler, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That's what happens when you take 10 days off of a radio program to go to Washington, D.C. You come back scrambled. At any rate, Gail, go ahead.
Hey, Aaron. I'm just going to finish up. Definitely the most finest movie that I have seen ever, and I cannot wait for this to come out in DVD because you can bet on it. We're going to be copying it by the hundreds. And promise me when you're in Austin next time that we get connected and we bring you down to Brave New Books and we
I'll be happy to come to Brave New Books. I'd be happy if you bought the DVD instead of copying them. I'd be happy if you bought the DVD instead of copying them. There's enough money to make the next movie. If everybody just copies the movie and I don't get the money back it cost me to make this, and the 2 years I put in, then I can't make the next movie.
You're absolutely right. Then if we can't do the copy in the Brave New Books, we'll just simply be buying the DVDs from you and selling them.
That's what they
but
should
the
do.
Students
exactly.
are across, absolutely. The students are across the street, and we're really going to be getting a lot of traffic coming in there with people that are waking up to the truth, trying to get our country back to where it should be, and you're all about it. And we're going to call
Gail,
Kansas City.
Gail, is this the bookstore that has just recently started?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's at 1904 Guadalupe, and they have every DVD and every movie, every kind of information that you need to know about the New World Order and the Patriot Awakening to what is going on.
I love it.
It's fabulous.
I love it.
So, yeah, I'm really glad.
I'll come down and do a question and answer period there as well.
Well, and what I've... Gail, what I've got to do here with Aaron is I want to bring him down here to Austin. The deal with AMC, that's not a dead duck yet. I'm encouraging people to call up at 816-221-4000. Let's get this back in AMC theaters once again. And regardless of the fact, we're going to bring Aaron down here again to Austin, and then we'll coordinate with you guys to make him available while he's here to come down and, do his thing down there.
John, you're the best. If you can do that, that would be absolutely fabulous. And Aaron, guess what? I got the one and only movie poster from the theater and had it mounted and hanging in my living room waiting for your autograph.
All right.
You got it.
Thanks.
I'll take care of that.
John, you're great. Aaron, you're absolutely wonderful. Hugs and kisses to you both. And we'll be calling those numbers and getting you back here in town real quick.
Thank you, Gail.
Thank you, Gail, very much.
Yeah, Aaron, one of the problems is that people have lost the art of mutual cooperation, and we have not been able to do that for such a long time that when we call on people to do that once again, they don't quite know how to go about doing it, and this has been almost genetically eliminated from us. And I'll tell you what, I've had a break here going to Washington D.C. We'll kind of sort of I did a 3-day symposium up there, but I just, folks, we don't have a second go-around on this deal. This is not a dress rehearsal. We don't have time to expend all the time and the money and the resources and go, okay, folks, now we think we have a handle on how to do it the right way. We don't. This is not a dress rehearsal. This is the stage play, and it's already the end of it coming up soon. And we're not going to have a second go-around on this deal. So whatever time, energy, manpower we put, we've got to make it count.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Attention, if you're one of the millions of Americans who buy and trade stocks or invest in the real estate market, you'll want to hear this. Did you know that the Forex, foreign currency exchange market, trades over $2 trillion a day? That's more than the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ combined. Now, imagine being able to trade in the Forex without any prior trade experience or spending endless hours predicting market movements. Well, now you can. Introducing Freedom Rocks. Freedom Rocks' structured trading approach takes the guesswork out of what and when to buy by providing you a planned set of guidelines, all at a fraction of the cost of other similar type programs. And instead of focusing on thousands of stocks, Freedom Rocks focuses on the top four currency pairs. Our software tells you what to buy, how much to buy, and when to buy. Go to MySimple4X.com. That's MySimple, the number 4, the letter X.com. And join the thousands who've discovered Freedom Rocks. Remember, MySimple, the number 4, the letter X.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Let's go back to the telephones, which, by the way, it's my estimation, that's the greatest invention ever made for the telephone. I'm still fascinated by it. Folks, we have high-speed internet nowadays, and, well, the no-goodniks are really upset because in real time, the news literally goes around the world. And I think the just going by the time frame and time scale here, telephone was certainly around when I was born. The internet certainly wasn't. But I still think one of the greatest inventions is the telephone. We want you to use that instrument. And we want you to call AMC Corporation. They are located, it's Kansas City, Missouri, is it?
No, Kansas City, Kansas.
Kansas City, Kansas. And here is the number. We want to get Freedom to Fascism back in the theaters. They've already been demonstrated that the film has a draw. It is going to make money for them. But it's just not about the money, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe it is from AMC's standpoint, but certainly not from ours. And they've already demonstrated they're willing to put it in the theaters. As Aaron said, he was in Germany dealing with his cancer. And when he got back, he noticed what was being released to the theaters, was not happy with the copy, the soundtrack, the picture quality, temporarily pulled it. Well, AMC said, well, we're not going to put it back in the theaters. Well, they need to, and we need your help. So every one of you, and I'm asking every single one of you that listens to this broadcast, whether it's live today or on a repeat someplace, I don't care. Here is the number. We want you to call them up. Be very nice. Be very polite. but be firm that this is a movie that is going to blow the socks off of anything else they have ever done. 816 is the number. Area code 816-221-4000. That's 816-221-4000. Call them up. It's a little late today. It's past business hours. They're on Central Time, so call them and start calling them tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. And maybe just don't call them once. Maybe you want to call them several times, but space it out. But be nice, but be firm, and let's get this thing. Let's have AMC pick it back up. They've got a good distribution network here in this country. We need it all, ladies and gentlemen. We need it on the college campuses. We need it in the theaters. We need mainstream America to see this. All you patriots out there, you already know the deal. But that's not the point. We need to add numbers. By the way, when I was up in Washington, D.C., wonderful woman, doctor of psychiatry, Abernathy, and I did an interview with her last Thursday on air. I was live. And I said, you know, everybody's worried about, you know, pulling people from this camp. You know, we got loose change going on about 9/11. Great video. 23-year-old kid bangs this out on a computer. Thousands, tens of thousands of copies are now floating around, causing some real ripples in the matrix, so to speak. And I said at the outset of this program, I don't care if it's loose change. I don't care if it's freedom to fascism. I don't care what it is that brings down their house of cards, ladies and gentlemen. We have got to start engaging at the enemy and go on the offensive here with the New World Order and how they're entrenched and their mechanisms inside America. But I brought up on the air, I said, I think everybody's worried that we're going to be pulling people from other people's camps. Everybody's saying, you know, well, no, here's the deal. You need to run with this. No, here's the deal. You got to come up. No, I said the solution to this problem, ladies and gentlemen, is creating, once again, a cadre of people that understand our system of government, how it has gone awry, good-hearted people, mainstream, roll your sleeves up America that has really brought the wealth to these corporations here in America to once again them make them responsive to America. The trick is not to worry and fret about pulling somebody out of somebody else's camp. Here's the real deal, that we make more people aware of what's going on and expand the numbers. That way, every camp has a full cadre of foot soldiers, and we can all work and to restore this country. That is the key. Would you disagree with that, Mr. Russo?
No, not at all. I think that the point of view is that America's become polarized. And it's time to stop the polarization, stop being good Democrats, stop being good Republicans, and start being good Americans. And being American is what's going to unify us. We all have a right in this country to be free individuals, and that should be what we're fighting for. So we can all be different, all be unique, all be whatever we choose to be as an individual person, and not let the institutions and the corporations control us any longer, and stop this headlong move into world government. And I think that's something that almost everybody can stand behind and get behind. There are very few people that want world government, and those few people are controlling our country.
and that is the power structure that is absolutely destroying and helping to destroy this nation. Let's go back to the phones. I don't want to leave you guys hanging here. Mark in Texas. Hello, Mark.
John and Aaron, I hate to say this, but you know, I am totally against cloning. But if they want to just start and stop with Gail and make 100 of them, I'd go for it. But they got to stop at 100, okay?
Yeah.
You know what's so astonishing is all the countries that are having problems with their borders, they're all dancing with the IMF or the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, even if you look at us, you know, through the Federal Reserve lowering the interest rate to nil, and everybody that shouldn't even have a house gets a house due to creative mortgage, you know, fiascos. Yeah. And then they turn around, and we've got the banks that are doing nothing but perpetrators of this invasion because they're sending the money back, and all they're asking for is a matricula card.
Yeah,
that's right.
The banks are totally involved in this hook, line, and sinker. From the top of the, you know.
Well, Mark, but the banks saw the Federal Reserve system.
And Mark.
It's one and the same.
Yeah.
Of course they're involved.
And let me point out that the mantra that they keep repeating. you know, that we've got 10 million illegals in this country, but, you know, are we that small of a country who can't absorb 10 million people? But they're downplaying the numbers. It's 3 to 4 times that number. Do you think corporations around America are going to put in, would you like to hear this in Spanish or would you like to hear this in English? Now, what do you think? This was all pre-planned. You know, companies like Univision, all these the radio stations that are popping up, everybody that's printing their product on grocery store labels in Spanish. Do you really think they do that for 10 million people?
This is entirely obvious.
Well, the whole point is, look at the SPP. Look what they're doing. They're trying to merge Canada, America, and Mexico together.
Not
they
tried.
Don't want any more borders. They don't
yeah.
want any more borders.
Not
they,
tried,
the
Aaron.
The way they're going to solve the problem by eliminating the borders. Now we don't have a problem
that's
anymore.
Right. And that's exactly where they were going with this. That's what Glenn Beck has basically said and all these other people out there.
The pastor from the Council on Foreign Relations is saying the same. He just testified before the Senate committee. You know, let's drop the borders. Let's put American soldiers on the southern part of the Mexican border from Central America.
And gentlemen, if it wasn't for the banks and they're perpetrating this whole thing, they couldn't have pulled it off.
That's
yeah,
right.
exactly right. So whoever makes the money makes the rules.
That's
love
right.
you guys.
Thank you,
real
Mark.
Real simple. Hey, Mark, go on the website and volunteer. You know, help fix things. We want to get millions and millions of people together. Get everybody on the website. Volunteer to help. That's what we need.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate your call. Clarence in Oklahoma. Hello, Clarence. Clarence.
Yeah, hello there, John.
How you doing?
Doing okay.
How you listening to the show up there?
Right now, I'm listening on I subscribe to your listener line.
Okay. Yeah, because I just drove through Oklahoma City yesterday, made a stop to Frank Whalen's shop up there. That's our morning guy. We're working on a deal that we're going to go 24/7 in Fayetteville, Arkansas, hopefully starting real soon, and we're gonna pull the pin on grenade and drop it on Fayetteville, Arkansas up there. And I understand in Oklahoma City we're on 107.1 up there. So
that's what I understand.
Yeah,
I'm in a suburb and I get a little. It's kind of difficult to pick up. I can kind of pick it up, but it's. I understand they're going to expand or try to do better.
Well, I hope so. What's on your mind?
Well, I don't know. I started out when I got in line there, and, you know, I hear so much good talk. You ever know how you sit there and you all say, oh, I want to say this and that, and then everything kind of changes, you know?
I understand.
As to where you're going to say and where you're going to go with it, but let's see.
Go with the passion, brother. That usually works.
Okay. I always like the fact that you're there in Texas, and a couple of the sweetest ladies I ever knew in my life were both from Texas. And I've lived in Oklahoma all my life, but I always remember the movie The Alamo, one of the first movies, the one with John Wayne,
right?
You know, that I remember. And I always liked his, he made a little speech there, and I'll quote from you because I remember it, I've seen it so often. And he's there, they were there talking about breaking away from Mexico and becoming a republic.
Right.
And he says, republic, I like the sound of the word. It means men can be free, live free. Walk free, die free,
yeah.
Come or go, buy or sell, be drunk or sober, however they choose. And I'll never forget the line.
Yeah. It's a great line.
Yeah, well, it's a great line. Never ever said the movie.
Yeah,
let me ask you a question. Do you want to see freedom to fascism come to Oklahoma City?
I definitely do, and I definitely will be calling that number.
Well, and you'll also find us a theater in Oklahoma City where we can play it.
Okay.
You find us a theater. And then get in touch with us.
I'll start calling around to the theaters here,
right?
And see if I can get somebody there to bite.
Yeah, because here's the situation: if for some reason AMC does not yield to the public's demand by everybody, and I mean every person within the sound of my voice today, calling that 816-221-4000 number and encouraging AMC to pick this thing back up, then it's Plan B, and that's putting it into the independent theaters all across the country. But here's the point. Everybody that's listening to me right now, you should be on the phone right now. And don't wait for AMC to give it the nod to reintroduce it and put it back into their distribution system. What you need to be doing out there is every town, every city just about has independent theaters out there. You should be contacting them right now. And Aaron, and hold on there, Clarence. I'm going to let you go. I ain't going to let you go yet.
Okay.
But
yeah.
When we get back, I want Aaron Russo to tell you exactly who to contact off of the website, freedomtofascism.com. And folks, here, y'all been asking for a number of years, what can I do to help? Well, here's the messenger that made the message. It's ready to go. Now we're asking you for your help. We'll be right back with Aaron Russo.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Turned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of Oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of Oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aaronizer. The Aaronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aaronair.us.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out?
Wasn't that the idea, folks, when we started out? The Constitution, the document that demonstrated. And it was basically drawn up to be the check and balance and to keep us free and, you know, liberous, not libelous. But, yeah, it was the Constitution. We're so far away from that right now that it seems like a distant memory. And we're only, what, 230-some years old, folks. You enjoy your life here in this country? Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it right now. Do you think you can ride this terror storm out? You may be able to. You may be able to insulate yourself until they put you in a pine box. But what about your legacy? What about your children? And what are you leaving them? You're not leaving them the dream. You're leaving them the nightmare. Clarence in Oklahoma. Sir, a couple more minutes for you, then we got to move on.
Okay. I just wanted to say, well, I totally agree with that, because that's all about it. This is a dying empire, and people don't see it. It's just like ancient Rome. Ancient Rome, once it got to a certain point of wealth and power, people start to not care anymore. You know what I'm saying? They just don't. And then they start going downhill. But there are people that always try to turn that around. And you are some of those people.
Well, And I agree with you, but you know what? Everybody has that passion and that flame in their heart. That just needs to be rekindled, and we've
right.
got to get people back on track, get them reacquainted with what our government's supposed to be, and more importantly, what their role is in that government. We
right.
have totally lost that, and they don't know where to plug into that anymore.
Yeah. And I got one more thing I want to go over, and I thought this is interesting because I normally listen to you on, I'm going to get a computer here. I'm still a dinosaur, too.
Hmm.
But I'm going to get, I listen to you normally on WWRB on shortwave. And the signal is fine up until about 4 o'clock here in Oklahoma. Then I don't know what happens. It goes somewhere else.
Well, and yeah, that's another program, but there's such a thing called regional jamming. And a lot of the licensed ham operators out there, they don't like my message.
I think that because I hear strange sounds
yep.
on there, like a woodpecker sound.
Yeah, a lot of people say, oh, it's WWRB turning down its transmitters. No, it's not.
Yeah, it sounds like a sewing machine, and
yep.
there's all kinds of weird
yeah, that
stuff
just,
I hear.
That just goes to show you, you know, when there's somebody out there doing the damage, how much heat you're going to take.
Yeah, and they're out there. But I also say this. I went to their website the other day. At WWRB's, and this is an interesting thing a lot of people don't know, and I thought I'd mention this. It talked about World War II, all the, you know, all European countries, everyone else, when they make radios, they put shortwave on them.
We're
the only country in this world that doesn't put a shortwave band on their radios that they sell.
Isn't that amazing?
And there's a reason for it, and they went into it, and if anybody wants to know, because I don't want to try to tell the story right here,
right.
but if they'll go to the WWRB site there, they'll find out. It'll explain to them, and this is all about corporate control of communications and the people, the big boys with the big money, and how they want to control what we see and what we hear.
Yeah, and basically, just a little side note on that deal, shortwave in this country was designed and it was promoted to inform other people around the globe about our form of government.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, since our government has been flipped, they don't necessarily like the idea that I can be talking to somebody in Australia right now or over there in England or in Oklahoma City talking about what has gone wrong with our government and what we need to do to restructure that and then go back to where, you know, progress here, ladies and gentlemen, is actually regressing. Back to the point where why it worked so well, why we became the preeminent country on the face of planet Earth. It wasn't because of our dealings with the money masters out there. It was because of the ideology and the philosophy behind that government, and that's what they don't want the rest of the world to know about anymore. They want people around the globe to hate our government. But the funny thing is, it's backfiring on them because people around the globe understand that it's the government and not its people. All this phony false flag terrorism that you're seeing out there right now is being perpetrated by the intelligence community. It is, and people around the globe, even in the Middle East, understand that. They don't hate Americans, you and I. They hate what the government is doing, and they know damn right well that blowing up a couple of buildings is only going to bring more heat on them. That's why I can say with perfect honesty and candor that it wasn't Osama bin Laden or it wasn't Saddam Hussein that blew up the Twin Towers, because if that were the case, they wouldn't have gone after the Twin Towers. They would have gone after the UN building itself. Hey, Clarence, congratulations, my friend. You're now the coordinator in Oklahoma City to get Aaron Russo's movie in there.
Okay, I appreciate it, John. You all take care.
All right, thank you, Clarence. I appreciate it. Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Tom.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, thank you for having me on.
Yes, sir.
Before I start with what I'm going to say, I just want to tell you that you have my heartfelt admiration for what you people are doing. And when this is all over, I think you're all going to become known as the refounding fathers of America. Hey, maybe they'll even get some bills with your faces on them.
Well, gosh, don't go.
Only to have gold backing.
There you go.
No, it'll be the real stuff. Those will be real certificates. I have to apologize because I heard you say who to contact in order to get a film in your area.
Okay, well, hold on to that thought, Tom. We'll get back to the point of your call and your call right after this break. And John, and I think this is Usarian from North Carolina, Paul in Delaware, Bill Veith, and I know where he lives, and others, 800-313-9443. We're only going to do Aaron for an hour, but gosh, folks, you know what kind of dynamism this guy carries, and 1 hour, is never enough. We'll be right back with Aaron Russo.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, we are back. Go ahead, Tom, in Florida.
Yes, I need to get the address for contacting to have the film distributed down here. We have a Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival here in South Florida, and we have a theater. And I've been in contact with the fellow who manages it, but we've been unable to figure out how to get a hold of the film.
Ah.
So I wonder if I could have him, Aaron, mention the email of who I would contact.
Well, if you want to contact, let me understand this. There's a theater in Fort Lauderdale?
Yes.
That will play the movie?
Yeah, in fact, yeah, I called the fellow a while back, and he wants to get the movie.
Okay, then here's what you do. You call Richie Castro.
Okay.
What was his first name?
Richard Castro.
Okay.
At 818.
Okay.
349.
Okay.
8822.
Okay.
And you tell him I told you to call, that there's a theater in Fort Lauderdale that wants the movie, and then you give him all the information who to contact down there.
Okay. That's all I need.
All right, Tom.
And if you want to become a volunteer, Tom, and join in with us, go on the website and hit the volunteer page and email FKSmart, FKSmart, that's S-M-A-R-T, @gmail.com and tell them you'd like to volunteer in South Florida.
Okay. Let me write this down. All right. Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Tom.
I'd like to say for all those people listening, you know, how far and how long do we carry this? And I always like to say, and keep swinging till the lights go out.
Your lights are theirs. It doesn't matter. Thanks, Tom. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Tom.
Appreciate it very much. John in Florida, another Floridian. Hello, John.
Hello. I have a question. I know, like, I heard the lady earlier talking about making these. I have made a couple hundred copies of Loose Change. And I made a lot of copies of Alex Jones's films.
Yeah.
I'm down here in West Palm Beach.
You're breaking up on your cell phone. Can you get some more bars on your phone there?
Okay, let me go over. It's hard. I give out free videos of like Loose Change. Hello?
Yeah, we got you now. Don't move.
Okay. All right. I've given out a lot of, like, about 200 copies of Loose Change. I've made hundreds and hundreds of copies of Alex Jones' videos.
Right.
And I like to be able to, if I could, you know, make copies of this video that Aaron just that made. But also, I'm down here in West Palm Beach. The caller before it was in Lauderdale.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to be able to get a hold of that person. And I'd be interested in trying to get this played in a movie theater somewhere in West Palm Beach.
Well, and again, I think the same thing applies with the contact numbers. Go ahead, Aaron. Well, evidently, they're having a hard time getting that information on the contact points. Go ahead and give them
again. Okay, Palm Beach and Fort Lauderdale aren't that far from each other, so we'd probably play one theater down there. The person to contact, you have a movie theater in mind? Is that what you're saying, that you don't want to bring the movie theater in? Or you want to be a volunteer and help out the cause down there?
Yeah, I could do that. But right now, I don't have a movie theater in mind.
Okay.
I do have the 221-4000 number in Kansas City, and I've got your website.
All right. Well, let me do this,
well, then,
John.
Let me say one thing.
Yeah.
Contact email fksmart, smart @gmail.com. And let them know you want to volunteer to help in South Florida.
Okay, well, and I have a suggestion here. Tom in Florida was the gentleman you're referring to. Tom, if you would call into the network and leave your contact information, and John, you do the same. Just hold on. My producer will bring you down, get your contact information, and we'll hook Tom and John together down there, and you two can work as a team because two minds are better than one. How's that one?
And also, my stepdaughter, she's in college, she's 23, and she saw Loose Change, most of it, on the computer before I even showed her the video. And she says, I've seen most of this.
Uh-huh.
That was amazing.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. And, John, my producer will bring you down right now. And, Tom, in Florida, call into the network, and this is what you need to do. Call the give me my numbers here, Mr. Producer. Call in at 800-724-2719, Tom. Dial extension 115. That'll put you in direct contact with the producer here. And, John, just hang on a second. We'll bring you down and get your information. In the meantime, while he's doing all that, we'll go to Yesarian in North Carolina. Hello. Hello, Carl. Yes.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Good.
Had a suggestion, and while I'm listening to the other callers, it even stimulated more thought. All of us have movie theaters in our local area, and this will become clear in a second. Now, what is AMC exactly?
AMC is a theater chain, the second largest in America.
Okay, and they are all over America. Well,
yeah.
Along with this, in our fascist America, it seems like our real power is not in the ballot, but in the boycott. When we make our call to AMC, why cannot we politely add the caveat that if they choose to ignore us, that we can choose to boycott their theaters?
Well, we could do that. What you're doing is causing alienation. What I would suggest is first we do it politely and just say, look, we really want to see the movie and create the demand, so they want to do it.
We can do the boycott thing after they tell us absolutely, positively not.
Yeah, after they refuse to, then that would be a step up.
Well, I mean, you're a big movie producer and everything. What do you think is a reason besides the fact that you pulled it back? Because
I think that's the only reason. I don't think there's any kind of I don't think there's anything going on.
No politics there?
No, I don't believe that to be the case. No.
Oh, okay. Well, it just seemed, you know, as many movies and as many things as you have done that your request would yield some kind of power, and it seems like when we make requests, they get blown off.
It takes the power of a lot of people, you know. It's just like any revolution, you know. You need people power. I'm one person, I can do so much. I can make the movie, you know, I can hook it up finance to a certain degree. A lot of things that I can do as an individual. But when it comes time to making right change, and have a revolution, we need numbers of people to do it.
And there's something else you got to understand about the movie outlet. I mean, they had a crappy year last year, especially the summer. They had a bunch of movies like X-Men, so on and so forth. Big budget movies. The Hollywood makers, filmmakers, they spent a lot of money. They put these films in distribution, and they're not even, in some cases, recouping their investment dollar.
Right.
So everybody is real, real skittish here. And I'm kind of the same belief here with Aaron that everybody thought the same thing, that AMC, okay, well, he pulled the thing because of quality. You know, there's got to be more behind the scenes. I don't think that's the case. What they're doing and looking at right now is touch something once and we make money and that's fine, but there was an added complication with the quality of the film, so Aaron pulled it and he wanted to re-release it, and I think it's just a deal with AMC. Well, wait a minute, we tried this once and, you know, it wasn't our screw-up, it was Aaron's. But here again, you know, he was interested in the quality of the movie, the video, as well as the soundtrack, and it wasn't up to his standard. If he would have known about this, trust me, folks, that wouldn't have been released.
Yeah, of course. The fact was, the movie was doing business. They didn't want me to pull the movie. They were happy to have the movie playing poorly, not in terms of audience, but in terms of quality, which, as a filmmaker, upset me. And so I had to pull the movie because there were parts of the movie, you know, when they did the mastering, there were parts of the movie where all of a sudden the sound goes 50 decibels, you know, out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And the picture, and you see it was in the same frame, picture fading, the shots were no good. And I was, unfortunately, in Germany, it's cancer, and I wasn't there to see the prints. And so,
Well, I mean, that's a perfect, I'm just skeptical of everything. It seemed like you had it going really good, and it is not beyond my realm to think that maybe there was something.
No, they weren't.
They're trying to change the meaning of the word fascism
They went to book the movie in the first place. I don't think there's anything political happening here. I think they're just playing hardball, and I think if enough people call up, they'll change their minds, and if they absolutely refuse to play it, then we can step it up into a boycott.
There you go.
We're powerful. We vote with our dollars every day.
Well, and Usarian, let me plug this little caveat in here. That what I said before about my remark about everybody's worried about people falling off their bandwagon and jumping on somebody else's. Here's the point. And this works across the board with anything that we're trying to accomplish. The more foot soldiers we have out there on the ground to restore America, the better off we're going to be. And nobody's going to be antsy about, you know, this, that, or the other. As long as we're moving forward in a positive direction and adding more people to the informed masses out there, we don't have to worry about this. And your point about the boycott, and that would be perfect if we, you know, anybody that doesn't want to play ball and do the right thing, that we call up and threaten to boycott them. If there are millions of people that are doing that, you better best believe that's going to crank their head around and they're going to listen very, very intently. Right now, I don't think the numbers are strong enough. And this is what I've been saying for 10 years. We need to build the numbers out there.
Right, which is the reason for the movie.
I didn't mean to...
No.
You politely promised to do it.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Usarian. Appreciate your time. That's a good point. I mean, that has to be talked about, because I have talked to people myself, Aaron, that thought they were pulling a sneaky Pete. And the indications that I got from the movie, the people, and I talked to a few managers who were showing this film, they were happy. They want people in the seats. That's what theaters are about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I understand that, and that's what it's for. But the fact is that right now, we can fill the movie theaters. We just have to get into the theaters.
There you go. Paul in Delaware. We got to roll this along. Hello, Paul.
How are you gentlemen doing?
Good.
Yeah, I appreciate your work, Aaron. I talked to you before.
I've got a couple things I want to mention real quick. And here in Delaware, I'm in Harrington, Delaware. And anyone in Delaware, I just want to let you know, or even Maryland, that on the 9th Saturday, we're going to be doing a remembrance of September 11th and making people aware of the facts of what happened on 9/11. So if anyone would like to come down and see what we're doing, that means everybody, because we're not running scared, because we're intelligent. But also, I had a comment regarding earlier, because I'm sick and tired of everyone complaining about Mexicans. And yes, we have a problem about people infiltrating our country. Mm-hmm. The most important thing that I would point out regarding people coming to this country is that everyone here, you can say that they came legally. Well, there's a lot of people that killed, and it's kind of funny that people want to call the Mexicans and the Indians illegal immigrants when they basically stole their country. But I don't want to get into that argument, which I could definitely use some intellectual martial arts and just crush down anyone that would like to compete with me on this issue. But what I want to say, as far as my issue with illegals, I don't care if they're Mexicans, Chinese, or any or whatever you are. If you're coming to this country, Indians, Jews, whatever you are, if you come into this country and you're leaving the horrors of your country, I don't want you here, because you need to stay in your own country and make that great. Don't come here and sit on your butt and let what happened in your country happen here.
Yeah, because I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this, but even present-day America as it stands now still looks like Disneyland to a lot of these people trying to get in this country.
And another point I'd like to make, a lot of times you run into your own fellow American citizens who are basically like a bunch of cult members that if you complain about the state of our country, they say, well, if you don't like it, leave. Well, I would like to say, though, all those people out there that would like to say that, you know, I'm sick and tired of you watching your Hollywood movies and sitting on your butt waiting for Jesus to come and get you, and you always have this rationale of why you don't do anything, because why do it? Because Armageddon's going to happen. It's prophesied. Mm-hmm. Well, then why are you pushing for George Bush's agenda? Why are you pushing to attack Iran and everything else? So what I'd like to say to all those Americans that say leave, you know, is I'd like to tell you, if all you're going to do is sit down on your butt, you get out of here, because I'm sick and tired of that bunch, too. And I think that's all I got to say today.
All right. Paul, I appreciate it. Point well taken. I mean, we mentioned the Alamo. You mentioned John Wayne before, or a caller did, and talking about, you know, when I came down here to Texas, you know, I made some very, very good friends down here. And I said, well, you know, most people, when they think of Texas that don't live here, they think automatically the Alamo. But I talked to some very good and generational Texans down here. I said, you know, when I think of the Alamo, I think of the death and destruction. Nobody survived that. And why did that happen? Because they did not have enough support. That's what I got out of the Alamo. You know, I mean, it was a great stand. Eventually, you know, we went on to become who we are. But I said, remember that what happened at the Alamo was an absolute massacre. It was a great stand. It made for some great script for Hollywood movies. But I look at the initial lesson learned from the Alamo. They got their butts kicked. And
well, what you're saying is, let's all get together. Let's join in, everybody, to work together so that we have an army of people.
Yeah.
So we don't get killed.
There you go. Thanks for your call. Bill Veith, Dr. Veith, how you doing, sir?
Hello, John. It's nice to have you back in town and back on the air.
Well, thanks, sir. I appreciate
and it's nice to hear Aaron Russo's voice again, too.
Thank you.
I got in a little bit late, and I didn't hear the very beginning of the show, and I was very disturbed to hear that AMC is not going to re-show the movie. And I was wondering how did that information get to Mr. Russo? Did they tell him specifically that they weren't going to put it back in?
Yeah, they told my distributor, yes.
And they just said they're not going to, and they said the reason was because you pulled it?
Yes. They were upset that we pulled it because of the print.
But they obviously they know that it made it per dollar, you know, theater, it made
you,
the second.
Don't give me the rationale I already know. I know that. They know that. But that's still their stand. I can't put myself into their brain.
Yeah, it's very difficult for me to believe that, that there's not some political motivation.
No, there is no. There is no. Look, I'm in the middle of this. I don't believe there's any political motivation here at all. It's very easy, you know, because we know how everybody lies and how everything's manipulated. But don't put it where it's not. You know, I understand what you're saying. They wanted the movie to stay there, even though the prints were bad. They didn't really care. I did care. And I pulled it because I wouldn't have the movie playing that way.
Right.
And now they're saying, well, since you pulled it, we're not putting it back.
You know, I can understand if it had been in a lot of the theaters, but it was only in, like, what, 10 theaters in 5 different areas. It was almost you know, it was almost like just...
And they weren't all AMC theaters either, so, I mean...
Yeah. Okay, well, anyway, I'll do my part, and I'll... go ahead and email your contact there and see what I can do in the Austin area here. But
yeah.
I'm always very suspicious. And the day it was pulled, I called into the show, and when John had you on, I guess back in July or the end of July or maybe the first part of August,
mm-hmm.
and I said, you know, I guess because of my paranoid nature, I'm very suspicious about this, and I still am. But you know, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, please do. Don't be suspicious for where it's necessary. Right here, it's not necessary. You know the. And even if there was something behind it, you know, it wouldn't change anything. Let's call them up. Let's get the movie into the theaters.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'll do what I can do down here in Austin.
All right. Did you, by the way, Bill, did you get the number for AMC Corporation?
Yes, I did get that number, 816-221-4000.
That's the one.
That's the corporate office?
That's the corporate office.
I'll be calling them tomorrow.
All right. Hey, Bill, thank you much.
Okay, thanks so much, and nice to hear you back on the air.
Okay, thanks, Bill.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, Bill.
Phil in Florida. Hello, Phil.
Yeah, you got me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. They're going to be playing down here in Newport Richey area. Can it be booked down here, that movie?
Well, then, and again, that Newport Richey, he wants to know if it's going to be playing in Newport Richey, Florida.
I have no plan at the moment. I never heard of Newport Richey.
I haven't either.
So I'm sorry. I have no plan to put it in Newport Richey at the moment. And I've never heard of it, so I don't know.
Well, it's 30 miles or so north of St. Petersburg, and
it's near
about
Tampa.
20 miles or so northwest of Tampa.
Well, we played in Tampa. We were in Tampa. You know, we were in 2 theaters in Tampa in late July, and that was with AMC theaters, and I wouldn't mind going back to 1 theater there. So if you can call the theaters in Tampa or call AMC headquarters and tell them you'd like to see the movie back in Tampa and Orlando, that would be very helpful.
All right, I'll give them a call in the morning.
We want everybody to call AMC Corporate Headquarters in Kansas City, Kansas, at 816-221-4000. And don't call 10 times in one day. You know, call one day, call the next day, whatever. Have your friends call, but keep those phone calls going because we know the impact. We've already seen it. Aaron Russo's seen it. I have seen it. We have seen the impact on generally dumb public out there once they sit in that darkened movie theater and sit there and invest a couple hours of their time. They walk out of that place and it changes their life's paradigm. That's what the whole intent of that movie was.
And that's what it does, and it works, and let's get it seen.
Yeah. Thanks, Phil.
Well, I'd like to see it come out on DVD, too.
Well, and it will after we make the run to the intended target that's a generally dumb public out there in the theaters in mainstream America. It will be released on DVD.
Yeah, by that time,
well,
I'll be an old man, probably.
Well,
no, that's
I'm
not
only
true.
78 now.
You're only 78. Well, all right, well, Phil, make that call for us.
It'll be out on DVD this year.
Okay. All right, Phil, thanks. Appreciate your call. Mark in Texas. Hello, Mark.
Oh, this is great. Aaron Russo, I'm honored and utterly delighted to be able to speak directly to you, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. That's very sweet.
I can only tell you that you embody what is the true American spirit and experience, and thank you from the bottom of my heart for making that movie. I have sent scores of people to see that here in Austin. And, John, you had mentioned something a couple of callers back. I think it's really important for people to remember one thing, and one thing alone, and it becomes a geometric progression. All you need to do is to talk to one or two people every day about something centered on these basic issues that this program and others are about, and in particular, Aaron, your movie is about. And you will have done a great service to grow the army of the informed out there. And I really, really think it's unnecessary for people to get bummed out and all down in the mouth. If they're not doing that much, then perhaps they deserve to be bummed out, and not about the state of affairs of the country, rather about their lack of motivation and willingness to personally do something about it. And that's essentially what I had to say, and it just really is, and I'm glad to hear you back on the radio too, John. But Aaron, if you were standing next to me, I'd give you a great big wet kiss on the cheek and a huge heartfelt hug.
Make sure
I really
it's on the
love
lips.
What you have done.
what'd you say, Aaron?
To make sure it's not on the lips.
Well, no, I won't be on the lips. I tend to be a little more conservative than that. But if I should miss, I'm sure we'd both understand.
Now, listen, I got to tell you, you embarrass me a little bit with what you're saying. I'm just a guy that believes very much in what the founding fathers did here, and I hate seeing what's happening in this country. And out of conscience, I had to make the movie. There's just no choice. I have the skills to do it, and I did it for that reason. And ultimately, we're all just human beings fighting for our rights to be free. And I appreciate very much what you said to me. And thank you very much.
I meant every word of it. And I'll just say this, and then I'll get off the air. I'll just say this. I heard it the other day. I don't remember where I heard it, or a few months ago. Liberty is not the rule. It is the exception, and the price of liberty is eternal vigilance, as somebody a whole lot smarter than me about 250 years ago said quite correctly. And back to the talk to one person a day, that'll get the job done if enough people do it.
There you go. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Here's a gentleman that understands the concept that we need more foot soldiers in the battle of restoration of good old America. I appreciate your call, Mark. Sean in Texas, and we got to move along here. Go ahead, Sean.
How you doing? I kind of missed the first part of the show. I've talked to y'all before. Every person I took to that movie became an automatic activist, and I'm sorry I missed the first part of the movie, but the first part of the show. What exact theaters, like what cities is it going to be in, and when?
Well, right now, at this current second. We have booked in Portland, Salt Lake City, Tucson, Phoenix, Denver, and any moment we'll have Dallas and Los Angeles.
And it's not going to be in Austin?
We're not booked for Austin yet, but John has said that he can call the draft house.
Yep.
And they'll get it in there, and then we'll go right back into Austin.
All right. Give us those numbers again for AMC corporate, so like we can get out there. Like, it really is important.
816-221-4000.
4000. All right. Get my team on it.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you,
Sean. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Yeah. Did you hear what he said? I'll get my team on it. Boy, that's what I like to hear.
Yeah. I don't know who your team is, but I hope all your team of volunteers on our website and you volunteer to help us on the website. And just thank you from the bottom of my heart. We need all the help we can get.
And Eric in Fort Worth, you got 15 seconds. Go ahead, Eric.
Can you hear me?
Got 15 seconds.
Hey, this is Ken from Fort Worth.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys studying Leo Wanta? People should hunt Leo, W-A-N-T-A.
All right. Well, thanks, Eric. We're out of time. Aaron Russo, the website, www.freedomtofascism.com, AMC corporate number 816-221-4000. Tell them to put it back in the theaters. Mr. Russo, you and I will be talking soon, my friend.
Always. Anytime you want me on the show, I'm happy to. I think you're the greatest.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm with that other guy, and I'll give you a big wet kiss in public. All right.
And stop world government now.
There you go. Thank you, Aaron Russo.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Folks, that'll do it for me today. Be back here tomorrow for another edition of the National Intel Report.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. while the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.